Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio. Yeah, Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. I'm my nigga King Eric. Motherfucking current events. My nigga Bombit with the sports. And I'm back, y'all. You know, couple setbacks, but I'm here, man. Hopefully y'all fuck the show, man. What it do, my G's?
What's good, bro?
Yeah. Stay with this shit, you know. Trying to keep it popping, man. So
yeah, we got a dope show tonight. We're gonna have a returning guest, legendary Cocaine, West Coast, Above the Law, that G Funk hip hop.
That's what it do, man.
Yes, sir. East meets West. East meets West. It's going to be a dope show going down for episode 132. And it's been a crazy
a
week, man. It's been a crazy week.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a crazy week.
Come on out there.
Real quick. Oh, real quick, I was going to say, they indicted Trump on like 39 counts of the 40-something counts that they had against him. I don't know if y'all think that.
He's probably getting this guy something.
They gave him he got those indictments because of all them files that he had at his house that he shouldn't have had. You know, that he left the White House. He left with mad papers.
Oh, yeah, they said Biden had some shit, too, his shit, like, that he shouldn't have, you know. But Trump shit, I think, for him, he tried to keep shit. After they already asked him a couple of times, he's like, oh, no, we get out of here.
Yeah, it's crazy. 39 count indictment. Some niggas don't go home after one indictment. This guy got 39.
But the funny shit, he still could be the president, right? If he moves, if he goes to jail, he could still be the president, right?
Or if he doesn't go to jail, he could still be the president.
I mean, if he's talking lose the case, he could still be the president.
Now if he's going to jail.
No, but I'm saying, can that convict, your fucking ex-convict be president?
I mean, shit, an ex-con became a judge. Ex-con became the mayor of NYC. I don't see why not.
I don't know. Would he be able to run? I'm not sure.
You see the gay guy. You see that gay guy who lied about everything. He's still in office, you know. They're trying to get him out of there.
Who?
The Republican. Republican, the guy for somewhere in Long Island.
The Spanish guy? DeSantis? This guy?
Yeah, DeSantis, yep.
Yeah, he was just lying. That nigga just lied.
He lied about everything.
That nigga just went to the fucking job, said, yeah, I'm an electrician. They just let him just do electrician. I'm a plumber. Alright, yeah, get busy. This nigga just fucking.
I'm a plumber. I'm a plumber and start working with. Yeah, plumber, but start working with fucking with the electrical wires.
That nigga lied all type of shit on his resume.
He said he worked for this bank. He ain't never worked for them. He said he went to the school. He ain't never attended the school.
Yeah, that nigga just lied. Everything.
Like, everything on his resume is a lie. Everything.
Oh, shit. Word. Niggas getting in trouble on their application. Niggas ain't getting hired. Talking about they went to fucking high school diploma. Yeah, I got my diploma. Yeah, right. How can you get away with all that?
Yo, people, you know you how you got to check. Have you ever been convicted of a felony and you skipped that and they find out you did? They ain't hiring you. This guy done skipped everything and just said, yep, I flew an airplane. I'm a deep sea diver.
That nigga did everything. Yes,
yo,
that should have been
everything.
Bro. For real, that's foul.
I think we got all cocaine on the line right now.
Let's go.
Hello.
What it is?
Cocaine moment.
What's good, OG?
What's going on, Cocaine? Welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Yeah, man, we holding it down on this in yours.
Oh, shit,
good. Been up to since the last time we heard from you, brother. What's good?
Oh, man, just keeping up with the grind. You snooze, you lose. So, you know, we stay on it like we want.
Yeah, I see the OG
Are you hip with that new MPC One Plus? I think that new MPC One Plus coming out, man. You with that shit? You heard about that shit? You play with that yet?
With the beat machine?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I think I seen EAC talking about it.
I'm hearing good things about it, man. I got the one, but I ain't got that one. But and a lot of bullshit, like it's just a new color and it's for Wi-Fi. So.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's
run on Wi-Fi? Like, I haven't heard about that one.
They got Wi-Fi. They had a Wi-Fi.
I know the OG got, like, the OG got a few projects out right now. I know that. I know he's been grinding.
Mm-hmm. Just keeping the logs on the fire. Keeping the logs on the fire, gentlemen. You feel me?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got the joint out with Sugar Free. He's doing good numbers, man. And it took y'all a while to finally get that project off the ground, man. So that's a big salute for that.
Right on, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, that particular project, it hit the streets 10 toes down. So, you know, and that's just what we wanted. You know, we wanted to be organically fashioned for the streets, you know, and the real peas out there, you know. So it may took a minute, but, you know, everything get better in time like fine wine. So the streets is really talking about it. You know, we just pushing that line, that sugarcane line.
What made you and Sugar Free collab on it? Like, you know, like what was the history behind it? Like, what made y'all say, "Yo, let's sit down and do this together"?
Well, we come from the same territory.
I know you've been working.
Yeah, we come from the west side of Pomona. Yeah, we come from the west side of Pomona, and that's my childhood homie. You know, moms know his moms, you know, Bobo Masterpiece. And we grew up with each other. So, you know, to see him blossom out and, you know, under the Quick umbrella, being around it, you know, he was rapping for a minute. You know, we were both rapping. And, you know, to see us years later put a project like this together, it's just one off the bucket list, you know. So it was cool to, you know, individually get our own stocks up and put in our own work. And it's been about 25 years we was talking about doing this project, but that ain't the most easiest thing to do when you talk about putting a project together, even when you're with your sandbox, because there's a lot of times outside forces may not want to see that happen, may want it to do whatever the reason is, but it took us 25 motherfucking years to finally put this out, and you know, we just thank God the people really, really is taking to this project. It's creeping like the COVID virus, so, you know, because that's probably, you know, a lot of motherfuckers be saying, "Man, I'm waiting on the Chronic 2050 and all that," you know what I'm saying? And it really don't come. So you better make sure, man, you on your ball game and your ism when you talking about such a long anticipated project. But like I tell everybody, you know, ain't no expiration date on fly funky shit. If it's funky then, it's funky now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Real shit.
And who did the production on it? Like, you guys just, you know, when y'all did all the production, or y'all got outside production from producers?
Yeah, I kind of, you know, orchestrated the project. You know, P got on that microphone, did his thing. So I went in the lab, just assembled everything and listened to a couple of records sonically, how I want to approach, you know, the mixing and the mastering on it, because that's what I did too. A lot of people don't know I mixed and mastered that record. But just to pick something out the box. So we picked producers like this cat named Mo Fox from overseas, a funky ass producer, you know what I mean? From France. And then we got our buddy boy producer, Cuddy Dre, who's doing a lot of stuff right now. He's a funky ass dude, man. He got the 80s and the 70s on lock with that sound. And, you know, getting the usual suspect like Chill from Compton's Most Wanted. He did production. He did a song on there called "I Just Want to Put the Tip In." And then we got like cats like Ann Banks and Big Zeke. You know, so, you know, we wanted something to say, okay, we didn't want a name drop on this project. We just wanted to come up with a solid project that the streets would take a liking to. You feel me? Something to give them something, especially where we come from that hardcore West Coast G-Funk shit. So we were able to do that shit, you know what I mean, and put it together. And just like, you know, when you've been building rocket parts for years, it's easy to go 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, when it comes to sugar free and cocaine. So that's what it is, friend.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, it's especially dope when you could capture the sound that you're looking for and not have to reach out to names and kind of use the names to sell the project. You know, when you got producers out there that are unheard of but got that fight, you know.
Right.
I
like producers. I like producers and different other features to mix it up. Ain't nothing wrong with the feature game. Hell, I'm the most featured artist on the goddamn planet. But at the same time, why nigga can't go back to the 70s and 80s, man, when you didn't need to name drop. People got into the authenticity of the artistry, the music, the vocals, and this and that. You know what I mean? So we stepped out the box and said, hey, man, we wanted to show everybody, hey, we don't need to name drop on our shit. Ain't, if it's dope, it's dope. If it's whack, it's whack. You know what I'm saying? So we wanted to make that statement, my nigga. Like, nah, man, let's get back. Ain't nothing wrong with features, because that's how I eat. At the same time, can you bring it without the auto-tune? Can you bring bars just having bars? Could you actually sing a fucking note? Because, dude, is that some instruments in that shit? You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fire.
No.
Yeah, I definitely. I was able to catch that first video y'all just dropped. And
what was that?
The pimping. I think he was like wearing a suit, and y'all in a parking lot.
Oh yeah,
remember that song?
The first single, Sugar Cane, entitled Sugar Cane.
Yeah, Sugar Cane. You know, it just got that feel like. It just got that feel, that West Coast feel, like, because, you know, I listen to all hip-hop, and, you know, it's just something about the West Coast. Certain artists like yourself, you know, y'all keep the vibe, you know, you, Snoop, you know, y'all keep that vibe of that, you know, early 90s, late 80s, early 90s vibe, and it makes you feel good when you listen to it, like, you know what I'm saying, like, sometimes you hear people and they come out with records and they trying to sound like over here or they trying to sound like over there, but y'all come out and boom, like, it just sound good. Like, you could tell that, like, it's wholesome, like, it's soulful, it's worthy of a playback. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
only a few of y'all over there have the power to do so. You know, but it's only that group that comes from that certain timeline. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But it's from, like, the soil with Royal. It's like, the way I look at it, and I agree with you, brother. The way I look at it, it's like music is music. When you're looking at three special periods, 70s, 80s, especially the 90s, I can go to New York, and when you hear a Sugar Cane record like that, it reminds you of a Saturday. That's Saturday. They from New York. That's daylight. Or you can hear a Tribe Called Quest. And we had a certain sound where we shared with each other, even in the 90s, and us soaking up games from New York from the 80s. You see what I'm saying? So it takes you back to that groove theory. It makes you put your roller skates on. See, people don't talk about roller skating no more. You did. It brings that nostalgia back. And that's important with music, and when you talk about music covers, and it's the frequency, man, that people don't understand. You know, you tell certain people, they'd be like, bubba bubba dubba. No, it's a certain frequency, a nostalgia, spirit, and energy that comes with this here music and this ism. And it don't matter if you're from Chicago, New York, or LA. You know what I'm saying? Ohio, Detroit, where a lot of the music spawned from funk and soul music. It's going back to that remedy, man. Hey, you can't fight the feeling for too long. You're going to get on the dance floor. You're going to put your pistols in the car for a second, go bump you one, go enjoy the show, and get back home safe. That's That's what the Sugar Cane album stand for. It ain't trying to kill at least 50 niggas on the 16-bar verse with this year. Nah, man, it's talking about some ism, some players, some grown man music shit. And that's what people getting out of it. And the good thing about it is that the youngsters are soaking up them ism. We did a record release party, and there was so many youngsters sharp, suited, and booted, you know, and not even tooted. You know what I'm saying? On some real player shit. And that's what we need. You know, it's too much rah, 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 rah shit out there. And niggas need to look sharp about their business. So if they see a Sugar Cane show, hey, man, you ain't thinking about popping nobody. You think about knocking you one and join the show.
Fun, man. Slapping some ass and getting funky, you know?
Yeah, Jack. Everything's
gonna
be all right. You need a hug or something?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Bring it back to the real fun, hip hop, like saying the players doing shit niggas was doing back in the day. Niggas was having fun.
Man, every player, don't get it twisted. Every player, every P was a gangster from the 70s and 80s. You know what I'm saying? So we had it was royal to the soil, you know what I mean? And that was all the way from, you know, boxing events, and, you know, music. And we want to get back to that. You know, it's enough room for all of it. It's enough room for drills, enough room for whack ass shit. But Gangsta Guarantee, there's some room for this real ism shit too.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with
it. One of the hardest
albums
of all time. It was the hardest album of all time, straight out of Compton. One of the hardest albums had something to dance to at the end of the record. So, you know, party records is always a part of that essence.
Uh-huh. But, yeah,
party records is what made hip-hop. Every joint back in the day was a party record.
Yeah.
But, you know, you had some gangsters that was kicking that party shit, too. You know, because at the end of the night, everybody just want to have a good time.
That's all hip-hop is about. To. You know, started with the DJ. And then from there, spawned out to the MC. Here we are, 50-year anniversary. You know? But we love where we come from. We love to put some funk in it. Because at the same time, hip-hop derives from funk and soul.
Right.
You did. If it ain't funky, I can't funk with it.
Real talk.
Well, so
but
that's
you
not
got,
right.
You got to tap into your soul.
You got some joints.
What's
you got some cuts off of this, E? You got some cuts for the people out there to listen
yes,
to?
Yes, sir.
Let's give the people some joints. And we'll come back.
Yes, sir, man. I mean, matter of fact. Yeah, matter of fact, we're going to take it back to one of the early joints here, you know, to give our audience a familiar form of how Coke came in doing it. This joint called Slow Burning 22 off his first album off Ruthless, one of the hardest in 94.
That was
the call number 516-531.
Wait.
Check it
what
out.
He say? What did he say?
That was actually the second album. The first album was in 91. I had a cut called Nickel Slick Nigga on Deep Cover to soundtrack.
Oh,
but
wow.
We can talk about that when we come back, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know.
Yes, sir.
You better dig that up. E.
Let's get it.
Dig that up so we can give the people that, too.
Yes, sir.
Dig it.
That nigga trying to get his line in back.
Man.
He's trying to get his European
back.
Hey,
you got some weed? You got some weed, Coker?
Yeah.
You got some weed, Young Down?
Y'all got some zigzags?
Any nigga got some zigzags?
Nah, man, I ain't got none. Shit.
Hey, where them little Twizzlers at?
Big Lynn, you got some zigzags?
Hell nah,
I got them Twizzlers, nigga.
Nah, you gave them up.
Oh, ain't no nigga never got no zigzags. Every nigga want
to
smoke weed.
You know what? The nigga that's asking for some fucking zigzags need to take their ass to the stove.
Excuse me. I would like to get some of them zigzags, the orange label.
Are you talking about this?
No, the slow burn is the can.
rub your liquor store, that's what I'm out here for. See, I want a flip of that VSOP. Give me a pack of slow burner, please. He said the only thing I got is the regular or the Randy's. But I don't like the Randy's because the wire shit is grammy. Fuck it, I might as well pay for the flip. Went on my way and said, hey, have a nice day. Went down the street to Big Bob Quick to say, do you got some slow burners and a couple of flickers? He said, I don't think, hey, wait a minute, here's the last pack. Hopped in the D-House, diamond in the back. Now I've been waiting all day to smoke my chronic, cause one hit will make it bionic. Put in a rough, rough, rough neck kick, cause the power won't fly without its kick. Then I feel up and pop my shit down, I smoke it with the quickness. I'm in a tick, cause my mind is filled with niceness. Cause I got the dope that they want to know better. See a crook here, wanna get some shit on credit. But you already owe me in, then you're gonna go on more in debt. I'm in a generous mood, I give you 2 days to get my motherfucking seats. And if you don't, they'll be me. The silly, silly crook, I'll get your ass from to your kids. Cause you're motherfucking wrong from leaving them kids at home alone. I see some niggas at the end of the alley. Around 11 of them, and they're coming towards me. I'm on know you, I'm know you can't dip. Y'all, my intentions with the plot, my words to get motherfucking go. Yo, now they up to no good, cause I was talking big jackals in they motherfucking hood. One nigga straight pull out on my machete. Oh, then I broke like a motherfucker, headed for my shit. Went around the corner to reload on the ass. Yeah, y'all all arrest, cause it's dope burning 22-5 every night. Well, alright, cause it's dope burning 22-5 every night. Well, alright, cause it's dope burning 22-5 every night. Well, alright, cause it's like 32 leads to every fact.
Cause I was nickel slick. nigga to the pad. My mother asked where we was at. I said, yo, I was over the snow was hot. Playing tomorrow. She believed what I said, so I went to my car. You see, I shared rooms with my cousin that was mentally slow. But he was a big old kid, 6'5", 300 pounds or more. Nickname, Big Truck. Took the sack of my pants to found the project. To my cousin, we gotta hustle and bustle to make money back. I make connections, you watch my back. Set up a program called Preliminary Sales. But I wasn't selling drinks, I was selling big bands and bundles and folders of dust. Yeah, at this time I was getting more pub. Yo, from this cluck and that cluck, and everybody wanna cluck cluck. But me and Truck, we wasn't luck. But the spot got hot, police raids, they took Truck to jail. But me, I got away, I was making slick. Cause I was nickel slick, slick. I was nickel slick, slick. Cause I was nickel slick, slick. 4 years passed, now I'm 13. Bought me a duster to go undercover. My cousin jail sentence was almost finished. Now we're back in the streets in a mix, in it to win it. Pulling cards, checking who's taking names down. Now my status for balling was set to the ground. Other hustlers knew I was doing my best, cause I was a baller, young fly player from the west. Baller pimped up here, this Pomona. Now far from the city, so that way I can hit corners. Now who would expect this little juvenile to live with straight balling, y'all? As they kept those falling for it. It was a smooth operation, you see. Cause I had to look your whole entire family would love me. Fire truth, now I'm 18. I was steadily pipping up with Sam involved in the pimp game. At this time, I was fucking fucking five. Hooked myself up with 8 cell, now I'm getting mine. Lay law was in effect, and he said, let's do this. Gave it up to E, then I signed with Ruthless. But Truck was left on the spot, what I do? Hooked my cousin up with a crib and a fat knot. Now Truck was living high, living swell. Me, I'm getting paid for my mental record sales. So there it is, a player coming up quick. I guess I joined a whole organization of players that are nickel slick. I guess I was nickel slick, slick. Cause I was nickel slick, slick. I was nickel slick, slick. Yo, Stan, yo, won't you play some nickel slick for me right here? Yeah. Now, won't you sweeten it up right here? Now get sanctified. I hear ya.
Yeah, that's true. Cool radio. Matrix, man. Comet, Heat, take over.
Yeah, that's straight funk, man. We got the one and only Cocaine, West Coast legend, G-Funk, connoisseur, you know, giving you nothing but that funk.
Just a real nigga from Pomona.
I'm doing it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. This is like your third album this year, right? You got the...
Nah, I got 20-something albums.
This year?
Nah, not this year. Are you
yeah,
talking
that's what
about
I mean, like
this year?
Yeah, this year you dropped like 3 albums, I believe.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, I'm always a part of different projects and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know you did some. I see you did some with Mitchie Slick.
Yeah, we dropped a single. Actually, that's my boy shit, DJ Don G. Shout out to DJ Don G. And Slick DJs. Yeah, that's for his new project. The song is called Everybody Wanna Be a Boss. The video is out right now. So for all you listeners
yeah,
out
definitely.
Here, if you want to hear some San Diego and Pomona legends from Cali, man, just go ahead and get a bar of that ism right there. It's out on all social platforms. And, of course, the Sugar Cane Project is out on all social platforms. And let me not forget, I just recently put out a classic release called The White Album. Now, the White Album was put up in the vault because I got a lot of material just put up. You know what I mean? And that was an album, that particular album I did around the time after, you know, I worked on the East Side and the Snoop Dogg's Last Meal shortly after I worked on Chronic 2001. So the climate was crazy back then. I got Snoop on that project, Sugar Free, you know who's who. And that's doing pretty good right now. That's called The White Album. If you go back to it again, it ain't no expiration date on dope music. So that's doing real good. I put the project out with my guy T-Bone. And if y'all want to go get a hard copy, make sure y'all follow his page. And we got those sugarcane hard copies coming as well. Let me mention that.
And not only that, you also
the White Album. It sounds fresh.
He also got the architects of G-Funk. That was our last
interview
with you. Y'all had just released that, which, you know, is still banging out there. It's still banging, you know. It's still.
What we did with that project, we pulled it back because we're going to re-release it. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to make sure it's right. We're going to, you know, we felt like, hey, man, the architects can have a better chance of us re-releasing it so it can get a little bit more attention. But that's an incredible project. The videos are up. We did like 3 major videos. Shout out to Code 187. But we're going to re-release that project soon on hard copies as well.
And one question, all these releases, are they independent releases or are they on a major? How do y'all,
it's independent. That Buddy Boy been going, you know, 14 years strong. You know what I mean? And the certain outlets and associates, like for instance, you know, Ted is Sugar Free manager, but we running the Sugar Cane Project through that pipeline, which is his company is called Rock House Media. But then we also run into Sugarcane hard copies through our platform, Cocaine and T-Bone Productions. So it's just like, it's just like a conglomerate, like a family type of thing where, you know, we moving more like a force together. You feel me?
We're using all y'all, you know, Yeah, gateways to move the project instead of it coming from one spot. Yeah, that's, you know.
It go back to the Marcus Garvey system, you know. If like-minded brothers put their egos aside for a second and come together, you know what I mean? A lot of things would be more in abundance, but sometimes you can't even say why another nigga ain't doing it. You do it. So that's what we're doing. We're putting our heads together and making some things happen, you know what I'm saying, for the culture. And just for making people feel inspired, man, because a lot of people listen to our stories, whether it's, you know, Ice Cube and myself or whoever was from those times. It's very inspiring to the next generation. And at the end of the day, that's all we're here for, you know what I'm saying, is to inspire the next generation the right way. You feel me?
Right. So I got one question.
Especially
for
you. With
it's
you
not
guys
hip-hop
coming
related.
Through. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not hip-hop related. How you feel about the Lakers taking that L this year?
Man, I plead the fifth, brother. I plead the fifth. It's my constitutional right to plead the fifth. Next question.
Yeah, man.
I can't do it with you, my nigga. You almost caught me in the cookie jar. I plead the fifth.
You know, I got to ask because, you know, you out there, like, we was feeling the pain over here in the East Coast. We were feeling the pain, like, damn, how could they go down? But, you know, for a brother that's over there and it's in the climate,
I just needed to know. I just wanted to know how you felt about that. But I understand. You plead the fifth.
Yeah, I plead the fifth, brother. You know what I'm saying? I keep it like Billy D. Williams, Coke 45. Smooth, baby. But it's a lot of niggas that's butthurt. But I ain't the one that gossip, though. Shit. Man, let me shut up. You almost got me there. Like, shit. But, you know, it's interesting. The sports is interesting. Like, people you thought would make it didn't make it. And those, you know, you got to get Boston. They just do because, you know, even if they lost, they came back three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I can't
yeah,
stand
man.
Miami, though. I can't stand Miami for shit.
I was telling E, you know, I wanted to see Lakers-Boston. That's the championship I wanted
man.
To see this year. I want to see Lakers-Boston.
That's up to this.
Yeah, it's kind of weird now with Denver and Miami. That's like, I never thought that would happen. But you can't knock the white boy. Djokovic is a freak of nature, though.
He got a basic game. He just basic, man. He's just basic game. He don't know between the. He ain't trying to flash the
ass
between the legs.
Nah, the nigga got perimeter. He got the outside. The nigga can jug a little bit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, he basic,
you know, white
man.
People
he
can't jump.
Basic game.
White people can't jump, and he's proving like, hey, man, you're not going to look at me just as a white boy on the court.
I still ain't see that nigga dunk yet.
Mm-hmm.
He still ain't dunked in the whole fucking playoffs. He's still
man,
dominating.
Dunking is a black man sport, and that's not racist. The fuck?
I'll show you right there.
Nobody
you don't have to dunk
like niggas. I'll tell that
you don't have
right.
to
ain't nobody dunk like niggas.
Well, obviously, Duncan ain't come to do it. Duncan don't get you to a ring.
Mm-mm.
That motherfucker is showing you right now. You don't need no ring. You don't need to dunk shit.
Hell nah. All you need
play
to do
ball.
Is put that motherfucker right in the basket, nigga. Like,
that's shit, man.
Big ass white
boy.
I'm like, look at this nigga.
I ain't going front when this series started. I was like, man, I ain't watching this shit. But I watched the last couple games, and I'm like, damn, the Nuggets, they balling right now. Like,
yeah.
You know why teams are fucking up right now? Because all these teams were designed to defeat Golden State. And everybody was getting shooting guards and shooting guards. Now, Djokovic showed y'all niggas all. You forgot about the big man?
Yeah,
well,
the
big
man. That's
game
what
right
I was
now.
Telling my son that the other day. Like, y'all, wow.
Yeah, man. See, Steph Curry is the reason why everybody got shooting guards now. Niggas ain't got 7 footers. Niggas don't got a bunch of fucking jokers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not a
they changed
difference.
The way the
now
game is
gonna
played.
Be a big man league.
Yeah, them some big boys over there in Denver, though.
It's going to be a big man league again, man, because you need height to win.
Yep.
Curry fucked the game up because he was shooting
exactly.
them 3-pointers. Everybody tried to compete against Golden State. And shooting them 3 points,
yep.
shooting them 3 points.
You ain't lying,
shit
though,
going,
because we come
back,
from the era where Kareem Abdul-Jabbar needed somebody to build around him.
Right.
Shaq,
yeah.
too. That's the way it works,
right.
man.
Yeah,
now,
I mean, you
going
see,
back
like,
to the
yeah, going, you see, back in the day, you know, you had the Spurs. The Spurs had David Robinson and Duncan, and you know, like, you always had two big guys. There was always two big guys. You know, over here on the East Coast, we had Patrick Ewing. You had Oakley. You had big bodies in there. You had big bodies.
Yeah.
yeah. Look at them. Like, this is bigger than Miami.
But see, Djokovic remind me of a Duncan and a Dirk at the same time.
Yeah,
Dirk
like
Nowitzki.
Kevin
Chambers, Danny Ainge. I can tell you some cold white boys now.
I
used to hate the shit out of
John Stockton.
Bill Lambier.
Oh, Mormon motherfuckers.
Lambier was fighting.
Oh, man. Y'all get back at y'all.
He said John Stockton, he hated him.
Yeah, I hated John Stockton and the mailman.
Yeah, they were
good. Yeah, Lambier. Lambier was out there scrapping with brothers all every game.
Yeah. Didn't Kareem knock him? Wow. Was that him? I think it was Lambier.
Oh, I think it was Robert Kareem. Parrish. Robert Parrish decked him.
I know Charles
yeah,
Barkley.
But Kareem cold cocked one of them niggas like, wow. See, it's soft right now. Back in the day, you can go and whisper to somebody, hey, that's a... That's a foul or a technical. Like, nah, niggas used to bully each other on the court.
Oh, yeah. I remember when Charles Barkley and Bill Lambier went at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley went for the 76ers, and I believe Bill Lambier was on the Pistons, and they was going at it. They went at it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to front basketball back in the day. You know, you can get
it
your jaw tapped.
Get that chin tapped.
Yeah, what? Clack, clack.
And we supposed to be talking about music. We on, I told you sports to get you talking.
Most definitely. But you know, we here with the man of the hour. You know, the one, the original cocaine West Coast legend. He's got a new album out right now, him and Sugar Free. And we going to give y'all some more joints off of that. Yo, E, let's give them some joints off the new album so the people can get in tune for those that don't know.
Yes, sir. We're going to hit them with this joint here. It's in the trunk. Funky.
Wow.
Real funky right here. So.
This
bitch,
is
I'm proud to call
right
a bitch
now.
A bitch that ain't never been called a bitch, bitch.
Psycho too, huh? For the close-up. Bitch, for Pitbull ran up on Rance and smelled that shit, he killing both of them. Blast the mat. Shit, a shoestring. Nigga, I'll throw a bitch in the trunk for less than that. Snatch a square out the sock. I check the bitch inside the pocket. Yeah, so let me roll on through. Sometime being a bitch is all a bitch got to hold on to. Yeah, sugar ratty. I'm the type of nigga beat your ass, make you call your daddy. P don't talk, P show up. Yeah, pimp got feelings, but after you call a bitch a few times, the pimp gon' get over. The out loud, bitch talking about my baby daddy, never even call me a bitch. I said, yeah, bitch, now out loud. Yeah, sugar free, bitch, I'm hooked on my cash. You gon' win, but you gon' win with my foot in your ass, bitch.
Go your road.
I throw a bitch in the trunk.
Go your road.
Nigga, yeah.
Jesus, God, I told you that I never fall in love. Where's my gun? You said they told you must have been fucked up. Don't ever question tipping, bro. I slap you in your mind. Say one more thing out of line, I'll put you in my truck.
Catch it, yeah. She's trying to push me, that's fine. I know when she come back that her pussy be wrong. Yeah, throw the cash. Walked in the house, pussy tender than a motherfucker, homie, but I ain't mad. I'm like, you don't want none of this bitch. You know, the bitch gotta lie. She talking about, I'm sick. So I took my hand, grabbed her by the hair, ran my dick in her ass, she said, yeah.
Go your road. Go your road.
I throw a bitch in the trunk.
Go your road.
Maybe.
Go your road.
least I still got my mermaid. I throw a bitch in the trunk. Like friends and good neighbors. Stay for a minute. Hey, that walk back to the car for that master motherfucker, ain't it?
Sugar cane. Sugar, sugar.
Chased by police, yeah. And your sketches light up.
Yeah, yeah. P is, man. He is funny than a motherfucker. Comedy,
yeah,
he,
yeah. He's, you know, for one, that music is straight vibe music, man. That's just straight some groove for your soul to get you moving. And then he hits you with the comedy in there. It's just all around good listening, good vibes, man. Definitely appreciate this album. And I'm definitely going to I'm gonna listen more. You know, I'm going to listen more to it, you know. Because, you know, me, I love the underground gritty rhymes and hardcore, but I also love the authentic West Coast music, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying before, only a select few from the West Coast could do it. And of course, you know, you and the circle that came with you are really the only ones that could do that, you know? It's just something about that vibe that y'all bring, that, you know, it lets you know that we West Coast. Like, we West Coast. This is the West Coast sound. Because to me, that's the West Coast sound. Even though, like, people here on the East Coast have touched on it, like, you know, your EPMDs, they've touched on the funk records. But to me, you know, that belongs to the West Coast. You know, that whole vibe. You know, the sound.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the
funk.
That funkiness. Yeah, that funkiness, man. And, you know, Redman, you know, he goes by the Funk Doctor spot, you know. Eric Sermon is, you know, the Green Eye Bandit, and, you know, that whole funk to me, though, is a West Coast thing, you know. Battle Cat, a lot of, you know, Daz. There's a select few of y'all that, you know, Above the Law, that bring that sound, man, and it can never, it's duplicated. But the vibe is not there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
you could copy it, but you ain't gonna feel it in your soul like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well,
with your
we blessed enough to still be here, brother.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's because y'all keeping it funky. You know, y'all keeping it funky, and people recognize the game, and they don't need to go nowhere else. You know, like, why am I gonna go buy, you know, USPA when there's Ralph Lauren over here? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look
sure.
at it. You know what I mean?
Good enough.
Going,
for sure.
You know, y'all coming in, spitting that shit, looking crispy out there. Got the suits on, the three-piece suits, looking, you know, like the OGs should look, you know? Bringing that fun back. It's bringing that fun back.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's that ism. It's colonialism. It's socialism. It's P-ism. It's time for the P. It's that 60,
yeah.
16th letter. You know what I'm saying? Power. Progress.
For sure.
Paper. You know what I'm saying? Player shit.
Yeah.
We having fun at the same time, though, B. Like, you got to bring fun back to the game, man. Like, shit. And one thing
exactly.
you're going to do
when
you hear these records, you're going to have fun. You're going to, like, damn, my auntie and them used to play that type of shit. And I know with that shit, if it's a groove, it's going to make you move.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I definitely, last couple records we played. And what was the signs behind the trunk, Bits in the Trunk? Like, how you come
he
up
always
with?
Coming up with shit. Sugar Free comes up with shit. I come up with shit. And he said one of them lines in our conversation. I said, nigga, we need to make a song out of that. I put a bitch in the trunk. And then,
you know,
and then I had the perfect beat for that shit, and I'm like, I sent him the hook and all that shit, and I was like, damn, this motherfucker's hard. Street's gonna love this. Real P's gonna love this one.
He said, put the bitch in the trunk. I was like, what?
If you watch the video, he's funny. It got the homie, watch homie Quan in there. My nephew got Corey Holcomb, the comedian. Got Absol and Jay Worthy in the video. So look at that video. You know, put a little comment when y'all get some time. It's called Bitch in
the Trunk. Yeah, shout out to Watch Homie Quan. I've been watching him for the last couple years, and he's one funny brother. You know, I love the he incorporates, you know, gang culture in his comedy.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it lets you know what it's like over there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, I watched a little skit of him about certain hats you could wear and what hats not to wear. And, you know, little homie's funny, though. Little homie's funny.
I like him because he incorporate God. You take some of the struggle out when you're able to incorporate laughter.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Because he come from that culture. His pops was a G. You know what I'm saying? So it's brilliant whatever God got him doing. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he's funny. He's making people laugh no matter what age they are. And plus he coming with a testimony. That's what I like about how when niggas come with a testimony, you know.
And he's touching us over here, too. You know, he's touching us over here on the East Coast, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's powerful when you can leave your area and get embraced everywhere like yourself, you know, over here. You know, just shows that, that you are.
I'm from the soil where it's broiled, though. Man, I'm a Bronx baby.
For sure.
Yeah, that's South Bronx, baby. Put a stamp on it.
Definitely respect that. When I found that out, I had more love for you when you told me you was originally from the X, you know, because I'm born and raised in the X, and to see a legend like yourself doing it big, you know.
Yeah, same thing with Pac and Ice-T.
Oh, shout out to Pac for getting his star on the Walk of Fame, you know. That's real good for West Coast, man.
That's beautiful.
Was you there for that?
I'm actually up in Washington. I got to attend my son's graduation. He's going to a University of Washington out here.
Oh, man, congratulations.
Last one. Thanks, man. He got all A's, scholarship, full scholarship. Man, that's the part that I really love about life, man, to see your family. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, many blessings to the young Cocaine. Many blessings.
Thanks,
man.
Yeah, it's all about that, man. We got these young kings
man.
Out here. Yeah, you got to steer these young kings right. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. You know, my son is about to graduate high school, going to a university.
That's good,
Ain't nothing better than that feeling, you know. He still got more to go. We still got more protection to give them, but it's just a beautiful thing when they're doing things that you never did. Like, I ain't never.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They ain't had to touch jail like Pops did. None of that shit.
Yeah, exactly. You got to run the streets.
Put their hands on dope or none of that shit. Or pop at nobody, none of that.
Yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. Congratulations.
Man, right back at you too, Pimp Deuce. For sure.
Yeah, congratulations on the new album out. Congratulations to your son. And more blessings to y'all, man. For real.
Thanks, man. And my daughter will be dropping a single. We had to push the Young Colombiana album. And the Funkin' Adventures of Dr. Funkenstein will be coming out next year. It was too much shit, man. I got a lot of shit. I'm like, man, I can't put all this shit out there. I'll be jacking myself off, Jack. Nah, I gotta make sense. So I took my time on it and just concentrated on the Sugar Cane and the White album that's out and these singles I've been dropping with different cats. So, but it's enough.
You're putting enough in pain out right there. For sure.
Yeah,
definitely putting in the pain.
Come on, I tell everybody, never get too comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Stay 10 toes down. Keep mashing.
Word.
It's a big thing.
That consistency up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's all about quality and consistency. And, you know, you got that. You got the quality. Y'all ain't nobody sound like y'all. And y'all keeping the foot on the pedal, you know, so ain't nobody getting overlooked. Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? It's dead,
I appreciate that, black man.
When the legends is doing what legends do, the world going to listen. Because one thing about the listeners, we always respect the legends. You know?
Man, that's etiquette. That's how we did it. We respect people that led by example and, you know, was the example. You feel me?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But E, let's wrap this up. Let's give the people one more, couple more joints off their record.
Coach, what you got? What y'all got in the stew?
Well, we got the Player's Touch, man.
Player's Touch is out. That's a lot of people like that, but, you know, you got your favorites, you know what I mean?
I would play another Whole Bites of Dust
because that's one of my favorite ones, Another Whole Bites of Dust, because that was produced by Amp Banks and Big Zeke. And you know that sound that was originally given with Too Short, Dangerous Music. So Another Whole Bites of Dust, that's the next single and next video we putting out sooner than later.
He put that up. We're gonna give the people that.
I'm definitely gonna upload that and put that up after we play this one. So it's definitely gonna be up for y'all to listen to. And tell people where they can find the album, man. Like where they can purchase it.
It's simple. The Sugar Cane album is available on all digital platforms. The CDs is coming soon. The physical vinyl and all that shit, USB is coming soon. The White Album, you can actually order your physical copy of the White Album, classic release, so go ahead and get a piece of history. That's also available on all digital platforms. And the new single by DJ Don G, Everybody Wanna Be a Boss, featuring Cocaine and San Diego's own legendary Mitchie Slick on that joint. Go run them numbers up on the video. And anybody need to holler at me, you know, AI can't duplicate this, you know, come to the source, you know what I mean? Fuck AI, you know what I mean?
Now that you bring that up, how you feel about AI, man? I think that it's blasphemy. Like they should not be tampering. They should not be tampering with the legends, man. They should never. That's
gonna
like the devil's work.
They're going to have a whole bunch of lawsuits on their hands, so I wish they would, because that's infringement. That means you taking food out of people's plate who normally get down, provide a service. It's the ecosystem to this shit. And these greedy streaming companies or these new tech heads want to take that and profit all the money to fuck up the ecosystem. No, people is revolting. People is revolting because they have to. We don't have no choice.
Ice Cube said it.
Yeah. None of us don't have no choice. That shit get all hot. Shit, motherfucking people. I got cocaine on my shit. No, you don't. You taking food off my plate, Jack. Nah, that shit ain't going to fly. That's one thing that ain't going to fly. Even if it look like it is. Like, that's why other shit ain't flying. Motherfuckers is waking up, being the Actors Screen Guild and different other shit in the music industry. People like, nah, man. Especially if you have independence and your own autonomy. It's like, nah, man. We're going to take that shit back somehow. They already fucked us. They tried the NFTs real cold. They fucked us on the streaming. Now what we have now is merchandise, licensing out records, and doing shows. Them the three powerful points to be successful right now. Because streaming ain't doing a motherfucking thing. They figured out a way on how to fuck everybody even more. But then at the same time, people are wising up even more, which is a great thing. So now they're trying to bring this AI after the NFT shit kind of backfired in their face. Now they just want to instead of the Michael Jackson days was bad when they gave you 75 cents. Now they raping all the motherfuckers. Trying to rape all the artists and shit. Oh, but that don't work with the people. They got their own shit. That's 14 years, I have my own distribution line. And I use them when it's, you know, good for me. I might put some singles out, but fuck no, the last two albums I didn't put out on the social network, and it did me just good. You got to come to my site, buddyboymusic.com. I don't need people for pissed parties on my money.
And
you
how
know,
you
but
feel
you gotta
about
get
the
there.
New, how you feel about, you know, the U.S. and they trying to do away with the paper dollar and trying to make the money digital?
Oh, that's
and it's supposed
happen.
To take a it's supposed
it's
to take effect.
Of
that,
been, Mark of the Beast been here. Mark
yeah,
of the Beast been
effect.
Here.
They're
going to do that.
20, yeah.
They're going to do
so
that.
That.
And that's right. All these niggas with their flossing with their paper on the phones and shit on their IGs looking game goofy like slaves and shit. What you gonna do now?
Yes, you know, there's a lot of high power people that are against it. A lot of high power people are against it. But, you know, it's their way of controlling the narrative, you know. They're gonna
Man,
see all the
we
paper
are
that's...
just pawns, bro. We're pawns. That's why I get
yeah,
all the
you talking about that on Twilight Zone.
Yep.
Are you talking
get
about that on the song Twilight Zone and Maturing Candidates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maturing Candidates. With man, just love on your families. Play your little puzzle piece part of, as far as helping humanity, humans, and enjoy your life. And because you can't beat these motherfuckers, so don't join them. Just stay the fuck out the way. You know, that's what I do. When we stay out the way, because it's enough space to stay out the way, so none of them motherfuckers come knocking on your door. But everybody, man, look at the food. Look at all that shit. The vegetables, the soil is poison. That's why you got to do your own homework, whether you Dr. Sebi or some Japanese doctor, find out the information to get the right supplements, because everything is just basically polluted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta grow your own shit.
Yeah, and they taking the seeds. They doing all kinds. But it's going down, man. Just, you know, if you're not, just get spiritual, man. I don't tell people to get religious. Just get spiritual, man. Do your homework. You'll see.
Word.
It's already written. Uh-huh.
That's for sure. But on that note, salute to the OG Cocaine. Salute to my brother.
Man.
Shout out Black Poet. Schoolboy Radio. Another Saturday giving y'all nothing but that real shit. And E, let's go. Let's hit him with some new Cocaine Sugar Free. What's that new song you want
yes,
to
sir,
hear?
We was able to get
cocaine?
Another one.
Yeah,
yeah, we got another. Yeah, we
back.
Got another one bites the dust.
Another
yeah,
one bites the dust.
Another whole bites the dust. Indeed.
Let's go.
Let's, on that note, we out.
Team you. There's a public announcement for you. I'd rather put a skirt on a monkey and have that bitch sell pussy in the jungle before I fuck with a pretty petty bitch like you. Contrary to the P, it's always one bad apple on that tree.
Try to play me, ho. I'm in your mind, I'm in your head, I'm on the motherfucking banker. Sugar Frey, bitch swinging on my dick saying, wait, bitch. Thinking and saying how I run this. I don't steal bitches, so learn from this. I knock a bitch everywhere I go. It ain't about the pussy, bitch, it's about that dough. Now, sugar free the motherfucking mouth back. Moderna, Pfizer, you get your vaccine shot, bitch. Funky dog here, bitch. It's sugar free and Brian J, microphone check, bitch. COVID-19, don't got no name. A million people dead, man, that's insane. Bitch, whatever, respect this bitch, cause you ain't getting no motherfucking dick from me. Tattoo, like I trust this bitch. Somebody come and hurry up, bitch, suck this bitch. Tattoo, top dollar with a peacefully collar. When I get a bitch, I got a bitch, sugar rock walla. Free, make it drink your Henny on this. I ain't mad, pay your rent, go and get him some, bitch. Cause you ain't getting nothing from me.
Yeah. suck a dick to get a break. Your bitches like when real beasts don't care. Say where your game at, I said where your motherfucking head. She got rolling in the motherfucking bro hand. Thought you had a sucker, did you, bitch? Lizzie, tattoos gonna push me through. Niggas hair wash, French braided, little pussy too. I'm a player, bitch, I thought you knew. She said, who you calling the bitch? This bitch, I'm talking to you. Oh, tired ass bitch, kitty cat, got a nosebleed. You wanna have a sugar-free baby bitch on me? And get you a check, and get you some weight, and run and tell the DA like a motherfucking snitch. Sherry, this is sugar-free motherfucking therapy, bitch.